Alyssa's reality room.
I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just telling my truth.
What is your truth today? I'll tell you whether it's a lie.
Okay, this is my truth. You know, I have moved to a new place. It's relatively new, although there were previous owners who lived there.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's like new, and when I was talking to the ladies who were helping me to unpack from Move Pack Clean, I just said, you know, this place doesn't smell like me. Like, it doesn't smell like home.
I don't
know. Like, whenever
I
walk into a place, the first thing I do is, same thing when I hug people.
Yep.
I'm a scent person. Scent's important to me. And obviously, it's important to a lot of people. Hello, Yankee Candle exists for a reason.
It's kind of kinky, though. Kind of a kink or something.
A kink? Yankee candles are a kink. You might be onto something.
Yeah.
Smells like, and feels.
You're sniffing people, man. That's kinky.
Are important to me. So finally, at the advice of my therapist, thank you, Carrie Bartow, I started burning my candles. And so now that scent is getting into the walls and the fabrics, and when I walk in, it smells like me. But there is another issue that I have to address that appears to be cultural. Because, like, when I was talking to the girls from Room Pack Clean, they said, you know, your house just smells new. It smells like new floors and new paint. It doesn't smell like anything. I was like, no, it just doesn't smell like me.
I like new smell.
But the other thing is how it feels. And to me, downstairs feels a little creepy.
What I mean, downstairs, is it an unfinished basement or something?
No, I'm talking about the first level. And the reason why...
Wait, is the first level where you walk in the front door?
Yeah.
Okay.
The first level where I walk in the front door, right off of the sidewalk where, you know, probably 10 feet from my window, I can see people walking by.
Okay.
And the back door is a sliding glass door that gives way to a little yard and patio that the mowers come through to mow my lawn and the other lawns because everyone has a fenced-in backyard. Okay. Now, you can lock your doors
and just
watch the neighborhood app or whatever for when they're coming through to make sure you unlock so they can get through.
There has to be an open... They have to be able to get through.
They have to be able to get through. And the fact that there are no blinds on that back sliding glass door, like nothing there.
Yeah, that's weird.
And also... two windows.
Like panels or whatever.
Panels of windows.
Side panels.
Going down my front window. So even if I close the blinds on the big window.
Yeah, there's an opening.
There's still two openings on either side where one could look through. At night, I feel incredibly vulnerable. Now, this is where the cultural question comes in. When I've mentioned this to some of my white friends, they're like, I don't get it. Meanwhile, my black friends are like, girl,
cover it, close it.
What you gonna do? Are you gonna put blinds here? You know, vertical blinds because you. And so then I started thinking, when I travel with my white friends, maybe we'll close the blinds at night. Maybe not. Who knows? The minute it gets dark, I mean, or starts to get dark, my black friends are like, everything closed. Everything closed.
I'm a closer.
That's the same with my wife. That's 100%.
It's not cultural.
No,
because
I have no.
Then I started thinking, it's like, a lot of my neighbors have like the same thing on either side of their front door.
That part I don't block because that's a hard, there's no real way to do that.
Yeah, there is. You can buy that film stuff that allows you to have light.
Without allowing
people to see in.
But
like when I go to my friends' houses who have that thing on either side of their door, it takes a lot for me to not like stand over to the side to peek in to see if they're coming to the door.
Right, yeah.
So
well,
I always
peek in.
Huh?
I always peek in.
So does that mean like you are, if you're the person who doesn't block that, like you're okay with people peeking in and you're never in your underwear?
No.
You know what I mean? And in the bottom of your house, like, I don't get it.
It seems like a lot of work. I wouldn't go through the work of doing it. I prefer, like, my blinds are always, like, okay, my house now there's a, like, but the big windows, even in the living room stuff, it came with the blind that goes down.
Right.
But then there are two panels on the side.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not going to go through the effort of doing it. I'd prefer that they weren't there.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Well, so you're just okay with me coming over.
I'm not doing the work on
it. I'm going to ring the bell. I'm going to see if Matt Man's coming. I peek over.
Peek in.
I see Matt Man.
No, that's not the door.
Ew,
no,
I see Matt Man for real.
It's not the door. It's the main living area.
Oh. What?
The main living windows in your living room. It's a one thing that has a blind, then two side things on the top, like where you live. But I don't want to buy little films or anything for that. I'm just not going to go through it. I prefer it to be like anytime I could close. When I lived in a condo before, I would keep it closed. When I'm in a hotel, I usually keep it closed. It's almost always closed. Mm-hmm. I'm with you.
In your living space now.
Well, I don't want to buy anything. But cheapness. That's cheapness.
So, okay.
If someone gave it to me,
but realize that you do it when you're away. But not when you're in your actual home?
No, I do it in my house. I mean, if it's easy.
But you're too, if it's easy to do.
Like, my other house was just one window. They were always closed, always closed, always closed.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to go out of my, it's mostly closed.
I have to go out of my way.
Yeah.
I have to put some film in on those sliding glass doors. I've got to get drapes ASAP.
When we moved into our place, and really any place that we've ever moved into, that's Nicole, my wife's first thing that we do. We don't even have to worry about unpacking.
We need to
put up those blinds. We need to put up the film up there. We need to, you know, cover anything that we need to cover. Always taken care of.
Did she grow up in a city?
Oh, she grew up here.
In Charlotte,
yeah.
Okay, she's a city girl.
Uh-huh.
Maybe it's a city girl country people thing. I don't know. Maybe it's just suspicious people versus regular people. People with anxiety versus regular people. I don't know.
It's people who like to walk around naked versus people who don't walk around naked.
That's what it is? I'm not walking around naked in my house.
Oh, yeah, you are.
No, I don't.
Well, you should have covered
I do walk around in my undies, though.
Yeah, I know. That's why you should have covered that sooner. I was there the other night.
No, you see, this is why.
Oh, boy.
This is why you have to do it, ladies and gentlemen. Matt Man is why. He exists. Every neighborhood, there is a him.
There is
a Matt Man. Put it on the neighborhood apps.
Nope.
Cover your windows, people. There's a Matt Man in every neighborhood.
I do like to see what they're watching on TV, though. I'll tell you that.
Oh, my God.
And I have watched my neighbors watch TV.
Yeah, you can't help it. Your eyes are drawn to it. All righty, freakos. Please share and follow and rate and comment and blah, 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 blah. And reach out to us on the various socials. Ramona Holloway, Matt Harris, The Morning Mix, blah, blah, blah. So, I know, I'm really sorry.
Whoever I work for, whoever pays me.
I know, right?
Not sure.
I have trouble talking about myself. That's a weird thing.
But yet you have your own show.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't make sense, does it?
It really doesn't.
I'm a paradox.
You really are.
I really am. I don't understand myself. Wall Street Journal did a survey on what's sexy on a man.
Mm.
See where you commit on this. But
one of the things I find sexy, I also absolutely find disgusting.
Mm. Sexy and disgusting?
It's sexy and disgusting.
That's the winky dink.
I love.
Oh. A lot of women say that looks disgusting, but they love it. Is that what you were going to say?
If women are looking at you and telling you, you look disgusting, but they love it. They're lying to you, okay? Woman goes, oh, that's sexy. It's disgusting, but it's sexy. Dude, that's not a good sign for you.
But I don't show it to anybody.
Who are you surveying?
I've heard women say before, that thing is not very attractive, you know.
Is this happening to you where you go, JD?
No.
Are women going, you know what I think about the penis?
Yeah, a lot of people.
I'm telling you right now.
The scrotum's not pretty either.
Okay,
so what were you,
is absolutely not where I was going.
Buttocks. Not the buttocks.
I find your butt disgusting, but sexy?
No, the actual.
Once again.
The actual
once
in or
one,
around.
Once
the loopy loophole.
Once again.
Okay.
If someone's telling you it's disgusting.
Well, I mean, people.
But sexy, it's really just disgusting.
Okay, well, all right.
And you have a problem.
I do have a problem.
Because if you think it's disgusting and also sexy, it's a problem.
I'd have a lot.
It's a problem.
I have problems. Okay, so that's not where you were going.
So my disgusting, but ooh, I find it sexy, is a big ego.
Oh, okay.
Oh gosh, I love a big ego. I love a
that's
freaking.
It's not code, right?
Huh?
It's not code.
What do you mean code?
It actually is a big ego.
Code for what?
Euphemism or something. Hey.
It's a code for edging God out.
Yeah.
Ego, but it's not code for anything else. But I love a guy with a big damn ego, and then all I want to do is break it down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's a problem.
I find that a challenge.
That's a problem, though.
And it is a problem.
Yeah.
Because if I say it's disgusting, but ooh, I'm attracted to
it.
Well, that means it's a problem.
It's a problem.
At least you know it. Like, at least it's not.
Yeah. I didn't know it before. But yeah. Now at least I know it. But ooh, like, I'm trying to break my attraction.
And there's a difference between confident and big ego, right?
Yeah.
You can't be confident.
Being confident and because confidence is sexy. Mm-hmm. But being a know-it-all, putting other people down because of what they don't know, assuming that people should show up for you.
Yeah. Mm, you can't break it.
You're the hero and everybody else are those people who praise you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
That guy.
It could be broken early on, but you get into your 30s and 40s, the ship has sailed.
What?
Yeah.
What?
If you have a big ego in the 20s, your 20s, sometimes you come around, right? Things happen, life, whatever, and you can change.
Yeah.
You get to your mid to late 30s, the ship has sailed.
You're saying, okay.
Big ego, you're going to be a big ego until you die.
So if I want to date a man in my age range and he has an ego, the ship has sailed on him.
Ship has sailed.
Just let him go.
Yep.
Let Mr. Ego keep. He's not going to change.
He's over 40. It's not going to change.
Okay.
I mean, he might change in some ways, but on the ego particularly that part, that's not going to change.
So suppose the guy is at the opposite end of the spectrum.
Yeah.
And he has no ego whatsoever. In fact, he has very low self-esteem. He's not going to change either, is he?
You could pick him up a little. You could maybe.
That's a lie, Matt Man.
Maybe.
That is a lie.
He's always going to have a low self-esteem, but you can get him up higher. Because maybe no one's ever shown him love before or given him attention or.
That's what I was going to ask because I don't have an ego at all, but there's a lot of times where I wish that obviously I had more confidence and my ego game is definitely not there. But how can you build it up at my age?
According to Matt Man, no.
No.
You build up, but you can't tear down.
Dude, sorry.
That ship has
sorry.
Nope, you can build up, but you can't tear down.
Okay, well, no, Matt is saying that. If your wife, Nicole, leaves you, you're done. Because she's lifted you up.
Oh, yeah, we all know that, yeah. That is 100%.
I will be alone. I'm just sidelines.
So what are these things that are supposed to be sexy?
Well, I'm going to start with this first, is how many shirt buttons should be unbuttoned on a dress shirt?
One.
40%, two shirt buttons. And then 38% said one. Men said one, 44%. So women are allowing you to take one more button down, too. It also depends where the button is. Sometimes buttons are, the space between them's weird. You know what I mean, JD?
Yeah, and sometimes a guy.
One's not too much. One's too tight.
Who might or might not be called Matt Man needs to get bigger shirts. Because actually, his neck is larger than it used to be.
Yeah.
So those shirts that he had when we were doing the Edge back in 2002
They're still good.
Aren't good anymore. So, and if you bought maybe your neck was a 15 and a half when you were in high school. Now you're a grown man with two kids. And you're not a 15 and a half anymore. So maybe you could go get measured at a store and now you know what size you wear. Because sometimes that top button isn't comfortable because you're really straight.
But here's the problem.
And then the second one feels kind of tight too because the shirt is really too small.
Now, baggy clothes are the worst thing. 65% say thumbs down on baggy clothes.
You don't want to be too baggy, but you also don't want to be too tight unless.
Not too tight,
You know,
just on the neck.
You're Mr. Under Armour trying to show off your muscles.
Well, and
if you're trying to highlight your body, I get that.
Yeah.
Right. I'm not. but people like the biceps is the number one thing that women said guys should show off.
Yeah.
Only 3% like a nice naked ankle.
And biceps, your biceps look just as good in a t-shirt as they do Mr. Vest with no shirt.
No, that's awful.
Mr. Sleeves cut off of your t-shirt.
No.
They look just as good in a well-fitting t-shirt as they do in those other things.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, if you're out in the tank top, you know, running errands, it looks like you're trying too hard.
Yes. Yeah. Well, if you're just running errands and maybe you are sweating at the Home Depot or something. But I guess
what?
Well, you know, you're in the yard area because you just did yard. You're dirty
and sweaty. I have never seen a man in a tank top at Home Depot or Lowe's.
I mean, that's but
that's a good point. I don't think I've. I mean,
never,
I've
ever, ever, like ever, ever.
But that's where I'd go if I had one.
Go to the Home Depot.
Yeah.
If you're trying to pick up men, maybe.
No, but I mean.
But no.
That's the only place I'd allow myself. Like I'm out in the yard working.
Don't allow yourself to be there.
I won't.
Because other guys are gonna be like, seriously, dude. You will get no respect, and I hope they don't even wait on
but
you.
But if you're dirty and mud covered, and you just been out. You know, digging ditches, you go in there.
When was the last time you saw a guy digging a ditch in a tank top?
Oh.
Except maybe if he was in a band like Village People.
No,
maybe
no.
That construction worker's wearing a tank top. But
it's
firefighters and construction workers don't generally work like that.
No,
that's
they do.
Just,
I got some videos to show, prove otherwise.
Okay, I bet you do. And they're all on TikTok.
Some are. Some are. All right, so let's move to this other part of it. The complete outfit, 43% say the James Deanish T-shirt and jeans is the hottest look. Suit was next.
Mm-hmm.
Shirt and chinos got 14%. Athletic mm-hmm. wear, only 6%.
Yeah, yeah.
Not sexy, the athletic wear?
Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, I admit a guy in, with a nice pair of joggers on and he's got some nice sneakers on. I mean, a guy can look really neat. You know, that guy who coordinates his ball cap with his... But most guys aren't doing that.
Right,
so that takes that
most.
Fit way down on sexy because
yeah.
most of the guys you see rocking athletic wear... are generally doing some sweatpants.
Yeah, I love it.
And a baggy t-shirt. It's not
shorts
sexy.
They got for free, ill-fitting.
Yes,
basically
yes.
anything Matt wore before What Not to Wear got a hold of him.
That's a good look.
That
was a
the
good
free
look.
T-shirt
look.
From Heart Walk 2012. Yeah.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, they shrink, man. The also shoes. I don't like this one.
Mm.
Only 22% think men over 50 look sexy in sneakers. Which is ageist, and but what am I not going to wear?
No,
I'm wearing dress shoes and jeans or dress shorts. And,
I have
and
seen
pants and shorts,
and I got to give it to. I'm going to shout out to Jack Salzman. He and his wife Robin used to own the Gastonia Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram dealership.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Salzman has some of the hottest sneaker game I have ever seen, and he's definitely over 50.
Yeah. Yeah, so
very
some
hot
people
sneaker
can do
game.
It. I guess
some
probably
people can
implying
do it.
That they're,
but
you know,
then, you know, also a guy over 50 with good sneaker game is usually going good fit game all the way up. You know, a guy who is that fastidious about his sneakers generally isn't going to be the guy who is slovenly from the ankles
true,
up.
True.
Right.
I'm wearing Willie White sneakers today. They're super white. And mm-hmm. that... it's concerning.
What did you call him?
Willie White. I don't know why.
Who's Willie?
Why is he white?
Well, there was a guy named Billy White Shoes Johnson, and then Joe Willie Namath used to wear white shoes. So I combined them all.
So I thought I was like, is that a brand?
No.
I'm wearing my Willie White
Willie
sneakers.
White, my Willie Whites.
The guy who calls him Willie White.
Billy White Shoes Johnson, man. Billy White Shoes Johnson used to do
so timely.
But if you're wearing, like, if you're over 50 and you're just wearing, you know, sneakers because you're trying to be comfortable,
I
assume that you're also that guy who's wearing tighty whities.
Right, right. Yeah, that's true. I mean, yes. So that's why they talk in general. And people do like guys in glasses. 75% say.
Oh, good glasses.
I got to change mine. I'm
thinking good glasses.
Getting some color or something.
What? You're gonna get, you're going. I'm sorry. Hold on. That was wrong.
Like
that was wrong. Oh, really?
Like a Sally Jesse Raphael
wow,
today.
Okay. I think you would look great.
Bright red.
I think you would look great.
Yeah.
Why don't you try it?
Yeah, I'm going to try it again.
Okay.
No, I'm not. I would never even.
Oh, God, I can't. Ramona, stop. You know what? You should have someone like your daughter, Addison, look at him.
Look at him
before you commit. But I do think a nice burgundy or navy blue would look good on you.
You're just saying that?
No, I do. Oh. I really do.
Anything I would put on my face or near my body, she's going to say, yeah, it's horrible.
She liked your the fit that you had for her graduation party.
Well, she did because she... There were other people around. If it had just been the two of us, she would have been like, oh, good. Googly moogly. But if people were around, so she had to be nice to me. So she said, oh, that's great.
So she kind of blessed your heart, like, oh, look at you, Father. 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 What a wonderful shirt, good. Father. Oh, yeah. You wore a Gamecock shirt on top of a Gamecock shirt with a Gamecock's hat. Yep. Father, what a beautiful look.
Yep. I went all in on her Gamecockiness, or whatever that is.
And it got like 3,300 views.
Did it?
Yeah, on Facebook it did.
Yeah, well, that's, there you go. Go Cox.
And you love saying that.
I do. Yes, I do. She likes it too.
No.
She likes these things. They hurt her friends. They just giggle away. They'll get over it. It won't be that
you
exciting.
You haven't? What?
Right? Right? Right?
That's a good point. Valid point.
Daddy's girl.
Hopefully, once she's seen enough of them, she'll be like,
no, no, boss, Matt.
No,
no, boss.
No, Gamecock shirts. Gamecock shirts.
No, boss.
Gamecock shirts. Gamecock shirts. Gamecock shirts. That's what I meant. All right. Thanks for hanging with us and, rate it and review it and follow and reach out to us on socials, and we'll talk soon.